Today's country, Froggy 92.9, Rob and Joss. When good things come out of bad times, as we remember the North Bay fires last year.
Yeah, I've got Tina with me right now, and Tina actually made a new friend in a very unusual way. Where were you doing some volunteer work, and what were you doing?
So we were over at Piner Skate Park over across the street from Piner High School, where Rob went to school and graduated.
Yes.
100 years
ago. No, it was only 80 years ago. Come on, don't push it.
Yes, and distributing clothes and toiletries and things like that. And my son was walking around the park, you know, helping pick up some trash and things that had blown over from Coffee Park. Imagine all the wind that was going on during that time. And came across this paper. And it was a document that seemed pretty old to begin with because it was typed on a typewriter. So I recognized the last name as a local person, but I didn't really know who she was. So we went on Facebook and actually found a lady who knew her, who had some other articles of hers that she had gotten back to previously, and told me to contact her. And it took quite a while for her to get back to me, almost a month. And we exchanged phone numbers and then met up later. And she's in Petaluma staying with her nephew, and returned that paperwork for her. And it was actually her deceased husband from probably 50 or so years ago. And she kept all of his things. And the loss of him 15 years ago was hard enough, and then having to lose her house and all of his things and just, you know, little treasure. She must have gotten a dozen things back from random people that contacted her. Someone contacted me through Facebook to get a hold of her to return some items that he had found.
Man, that is amazing. Because with my childhood home, too, all the stuff from my dad in the Navy and all of his stuff and my mom, it's all gone, and you can never get it back. So to have just a scrap or three or four is just a miracle.
Wow.
Yeah, her name is Colleen, and we've remained friends since.
Well, Tina, thank you very, very much. That's an amazing story that this woman's house was positioned so that so many of her things were sort of found and collected. So give our hugs to Colleen, and thank you for your story.
Nicely done.
All right, thank you, guys.